Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Roger, JP, 102.5 The Bone, Real Raw Radio on a Tuesday morning. How you doing? Hope you're having a good day. Our phone number is anytime you want to connect with us on the phone, 800-771-1025 or 727-579-1025. Of course, on social, too. We're on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook, at Roger and JP. Like us and follow us. You can make comments there throughout the show, put up emojis and memes, do funny things, whatever you want to do. Good morning, JP. How are you?
I'm good. You want to laugh real quick? Hey, Monica. Hey, Gareth. How are you guys doing? Yeah. Brett.
Hi.
Oh, Brett.
I'm Brett. That guy.
Guy you're staring at.
I had to go for like a pre... I have to get the epidural injections in my back on Thursday, so they make you go to get a COVID test, right? I go get the COVID test. I'm sitting there. I'm just waiting to go in. There's hardly anybody in there. It wasn't long. I was messing around on Facebook, and I belong to like the community thing that I live in, you know, just to,
right, your town
keep,
Facebook.
Yeah, just to keep an eye on what's going
with
on.
All the other Yentas? Is
that what goes on? Well, I just, listen, today happens to be they're voting for the school boards, right?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm on it for like 2 seconds. 2 seconds. They're saying at the high school that the machines are broken. How do we know those ballots are going to get to where they're supposed to be?
Oh,
and I'm like, oh, yeah. My God.
It's just with a school
with
election.
The school elections, too, that fraud? Stop it. Stop it.
I feel like it's fraud in general because I feel like around here that they make sure that the budgets pass.
Because they vote again.
Right.
They find a way.
They vote again right. Until it passes. I don't know if it's like that around the country, but locally where we are, right. I feel like it's that. Like, okay, this one failed and this one failed. So they're going to have the revote.
Right. They have a
They're going to have another revote. And it passed.
You know? I didn't know they. I always thought they just did the revote. I didn't know there was another one.
Whatever. I always feel right. like they make sure that right. it works. Whatever, you know, whatever right. they want it to be the main issues.
Oh, man.
But the main budget, I always feel like it passes no matter what, so why even have it?
And they'll do the revote, and they won't tell. They won't do a giant mailing so everybody knows. They'll do a mailing,
right.
but not to everybody.
Right.
And I feel like it's only like, all right, tell everybody you know, because you're all yeses. make sure you tell everybody you know. It'll be on this day at like right. from 5:45 to 5:47.
But these people are losing their minds. At what time? I was there at 9:20. Like, they were losing their minds over a school board vote. And there's, like, some people on the Board of Ed that are, you know, up for election and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And there was all sorts of arguments breaking out on the post before that about so-and-so, who's, like, the president of the board, posted some nasty stuff about somebody and saying she voted against this. And then somebody takes a screenshot and said, you voted against it, too. And like, everybody's just piling on. I'm like, oh, my God. Everybody. Put the phone down, put the and right. Just breathe. It's the school board vote. This is not life and death here, kids. Everything's going to be just fine.
Yep.
Just chill. My God, it's 9:20 in the morning.
Well, that's fun.
You guys are losing your marbles.
So which COVID Stop test it. Did you get? Up your nose, in your ear, what'd you get?
Up to my brain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are they just still doing the scraping thing? Or, you know, the big Q-tip up as high as they can go, that deal?
Yeah.
I don't know
if
they changed it up or whatever. Yeah. It's been a long time.
That's
Is it instant?
No. Nope. I'm not worried about it.
So when do you find out, though?
I don't.
What does that mean?
If I get a phone call, then chances are, if I get a phone call, I have COVID. If not, I just don't hear anything and I go for
my
procedure
on
Thursday.
That's how they do it?
That's what they said. It's like, if you don't hear anything, just show up at your procedure.
Did
okay.
you not order the ones from the government where you can do it yourself? Or you?
I have them, but when you're the procedure's being done in the hospital, so they need to do the COVID test so they can charge your insurance company more.
Be all official.
Okay. Don't be all silly, Monica.
They got to make sure they can charge $90 to somebody.
Right. They got to make sure
or whatever
they can
it is.
Make as much money as they possibly can.
You can't do that in your house for free.
Are you sure?
No.
Well, some people might scam it. So I can
sure. You never know. That.
Especially in a hospital, you don't want to. You can't chance it.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what they did when you travel? There's a service that I use. I forgot the hell. I have the app here. Where you do it, you have to buy the tests through the service, and then you do it live.
Oh, on video.
Navica.
In front of them.
And it's all done on video. So you do. They watch you open up the box.
Yeah.
They watch you take the. They watch every single step. They watch you break the seal
yeah,
on it,
perfect.
Right?
Yeah.
And then
I like that.
You have to keep the. Then they watch you do the whole thing and say, okay, we'll be back in 15 minutes. You have to keep the camera on the test, make sure it doesn't move. They're watching it the entire time. Then there's nobody speaking to you.
Mm.
And then you come back. They see the test, whether it's positive or negative. And then they immediately they send you the negative. They send you the results. You have it in an email form, or it's also on the app, and then you can use that to travel. Like the United States government, it works for. So, you know.
I mean,
easy breezy.
Yeah, nobody has. The only time anybody would have a problem with that is if they're trying to scam it. Like, if you have nothing to hide, why wouldn't you just do it?
Right.
Yeah.
It was easy. Very, and that's the whole thing. You don't have to go anywhere. You're not sitting there waiting for results. It's all sitting there, and you get the results instantaneously because a lot of these places you have to do, when you're traveling, you have to have now. I don't know if something changed today. I'm not sure what it was, but as of yesterday, and it may still be that way, coming back into the States, you have to have a COVID test within 24 hours of returning, coming back into the country.
Okay.
So this works for that.
Not bad.
Not
I think
too
it's
shabby.
Just coming. It's just becoming. I think anyway, for me, it's just been. It's becoming just that's life now. Like, you know,
right?
You have to do this. You have to do that for a million other things. It's just part of it. And it's. I don't know why or how anybody thinks it's a negative. Like, I still hear the because I'll wear my mask when I'm in Publix and anywhere where I might come into a crowd situation. Like, if I'm standing there in the aisle of Publix and there's literally nobody around me, I can take it off for a second. And then if I'm, you know, near the registers where there's lines and stuff, then I put it on. Like, who cares? But I don't know why people, like, you don't have to wear that. I know, you know, it's not a law.
Does somebody, like, say that to you straight out?
Yes. Oh, and when I'm walking out, because, like, I won't, listen, I don't want to wear, I don't like wearing it like everybody else.
Right.
But when I walk out, I typically will just take it right off, like instantly. Like, I'll have my bags and I don't care. Just take this thing off my face.
Right.
And I don't. One time I did it. I walked for a few, just not even far, you know, a few steps. And I was like, you're not in Publix anymore. You don't have to wear it. Oh, my God. Okay. I will take it off.
You know what you do? You say to them, I'm immunocompromised. I have Ebola. Come over here so I can breathe in your face.
Right.
Like, how do people know why? Like, when I see someone wearing a mask, it's usually, a lot of times it's an older person. I'm like, maybe they have cancer. Maybe they had treatment recently. Maybe they're immuno. Who cares?
Better yet.
It's not me. I don't care.
Mind your business.
Exactly.
Just mind your business.
Who gives a crap?
You know, it's funny. And I don't stick up for the Kardashians all that often.
Oh, boy.
But I'm going to today.
All right.
So Kim Kardashian, they announced yesterday she's like the covers, swimsuit. This Sports Illustrated swimsuit, or she's one of the covers, or the cover,
one of the
whatever
covers.
The hell it is, right? She looks amazing. She looks amazing.
Yeah.
And then I'm online before, it's like, Kim K's nose, hairline, too perfect on SI swim cover, says Photoshop expert.
Who's doing that?
Effing gives a rat's ass.
Don't
it's a magazine cover.
Up?
She's not
always.
A Supreme Court nominee. Why are you spending 1 minute of your time perusing possible imperfections or, you know, whether or not it's Photoshopped? Nobody cares if it's Photoshopped.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sports Illustrated doesn't care if it's Photoshopped, because if it is, they paid for it.
Yeah, they do it all the time anyway. She has been getting hammered, though, because she Photoshops, I guess, all her Instagram. I mean, but all these people do Instagram influencing and all that stuff.
She's the only one who puts a filter on that
she's
thing.
She's the only one ever. Right.
My point is... My point is, get a life.
Yeah, that's
if you're
that's the
like
bottom line.
The fact that some, and I'm using air quotes here, Photoshop expert, someone from the paper, had to find their Photoshop expert friend and get quotes just to try and knock this girl down a peg. For what?
Yeah, and then what? Like, my curiosity is what are they? So then what happens to make them happy? So then Kim Kardashian says, yes, I did use a filter. And then the other person says, yeah, I told you so, which, by the way, we all knew anyway. So then like, what is the end game? Like, then you're right and everybody knows you're right.
So,
I don't know what the end game is there.
So what do you want? Photoshop expert.
Yeah.
You want Sports Illustrated to take her off the cover?
I don't know.
Not going to happen. So how about you take the 10 minutes, 20 minutes, half hour you spent going over her cover photos with a fine-tooth comb and do something that actually is positive for your life? Because who really gives a crap?
Good things to do.
K-Dubs, I'm going to try this one. K-Dubs said, I've been waiting for someone to ask me why I have my mask on so I can tell them, it helps me mind my business. You should try it.
Yeah. I was at a wedding on Friday, and there was one couple who was wearing their mask when they were walking around and talking. When we got to the table, because they both happened to be at my table, she took her mask off. The husband kept it on.
I didn't care less.
It didn't once even say, even cross my mind to say, dude, what are you doing? Because you know what? Yeah. If he's got some sort of immune, like...
I don't even care.
I don't
want
to have a conversation about it.
Right, exactly.
You know? And
exactly.
Aren't we past that now? Aren't we past... Enough time has passed where we can see masks on people. And listen, I know when this all first started, JP, that it made you uncomfortable a little bit to see masks. And I understand that completely because it used to be a thing that we didn't do in America and other countries had to do it. I completely understand that. 2 years have passed now. I think it has become, not everybody, you know, wants to has to. Exactly. And I thought we reached a point where it isn't, in quotes, it's no big deal. Like, it's just part of life now.
I'm just used to it.
Yeah.
I mean, do I wish it wasn't part of life?
Of course.
Sure. But I don't care if you're doing it, you know, and you're doing it for yourself, go ahead. You're not hurting me. You're not bothering me. Now, do I want to have to do it because someone's telling me to do it? No. Don't like that.
Right.
I went out, I got vaccinated, I take care of my health.
Right.
You know, I make sure my immunity is as best it can be.
Right.
You know.
But even if you still wore a mask after all that, who cares?
Right. I don't care. I just don't like being, I don't like being told what to do.
Yeah, no, I get it. I got a friend, Carlos.
I still don't know what's happening on airplanes.
Oh, I have no idea.
Are you allowed? I think you're allowed to wear it on a plane, but you're not allowed
you
to wear it.
You don't have to. Yeah, I think it's your choice. That's what I think
I
remember.
Not anymore.
Yeah.
But to be quite honest with you, I may very well wear it on a plane because I'm traveling outside the country and I just want to be able to get back.
It's kinda. Gross before there was COVID. I mean, think about everybody's stank or breathing in. And it's gross anyway. I remember being just grossed out.
The filtration systems on the planes are really good. But
I got a friend, Carlos, who's maybe 25. And this kid, sometimes he's wearing a mask. Sometimes he's wearing a mask. And 2 hours later, he's not wearing a mask. Other times, he's not wearing it at all. I'm like, I don't know. And you know what? I'm not even going to ask him. I don't care. Whatever. Maybe that day he felt like he had to wear it. I have no idea.
There's a dude at the gym.
It doesn't matter.
Who wears, he's the only one in the whole place that's wearing a mask.
Well, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't even think about.
I don't want to talk to you before the
How mask. Do you work out with them? Right, right. You going to work out. You're not there to have a conversation with anybody anyway. Who cares?
No. Yeah, if I went to a gym, I would definitely wear a mask, but that's why I opt to not go to a gym and do my workouts at home and outside, because I don't want to wear a mask when I'm working out. Like, that's just it. So that's my choice. So now I choose to not go to places where I would feel the need to wear a mask. It's all
choice,
but also, you know, you don't want to go. Like, I hope that people who feel sick get tested for COVID and don't go do things. You know, I hope that. So there is some common sense, some also thinking of other people involved here. But if you're just an average citizen who, you know, doesn't have COVID and just living your life, then it is your choice. Do what you got to do to feel safe and to not hurt other people.
Whatever.
I think that isn't that just life, though? Why does it have to be just COVID?
Better yet, everybody, just mind your business. Mind it. Just
everybody used to have their heads up their butts. Put them back there.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Yes. Yes.
Stop coming out and noticing things.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Yes. Ron on line one. What's up, Ron?
Good morning, everyone. Brent, another good show.
Thanks for calling. What's your question?
He's on fire today, Ron, isn't he?
Sure is. As usual, that's a good streak.
14 minutes in. Killing it.
I live in Tampa, and I went to Israel at the end of April and just came back last week. On the flight going out to Israel, you had to wear a mask. On the flight coming back last week, you had to wear a mask. It was mandatory. In Israel, to come back to the United States, they wanted you to take an antigen test. And the way that they did it is the same way that they do here with the COVID test. They only stick a swab in your nostril, not up it, just in it after they swab your mouth. And then after about 20 minutes, you got the results, which most likely would always be negative because it's not going all the way up your nose like it's supposed to.
Right.
I think that's part of the problem. And I think everyone that does that exam, the consistency is the inconsistency, because leaving to go to Israel, I had to take it 72 hours prior to departing, and I went to CVS and I went to Walgreens, and they both do the same test differently.
PCR or antigen?
Excuse me?
PCR test or antigen test? To go to Israel. To go to Israel, you had a PCR test. Okay.
Yes. And then when you're there, you have to take another one where you can prepay here in the States, which is a better because it saves you a lot of time. But you have to take another exam there, and they also do it where they just insert it into the nose, just barely into the nose, and they don't even swab your mouth, and then you get the results about a half an hour later to let you know if you're negative or positive.
But that's not a PCR test.
No, so, not there.
So it's a PCR test. It's a PCR test to get there, then an antigen test when you land, and then to come back into the States, it's an antigen test.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, it's crazy. I mean, there's no consistency with the whole process.
No.
But you got to still wear the mask. Now, they're saying that Israel is going to stop this as of May 20th. They're not going to go through the strict procedures. And what they mean by that, I have no idea what they're going to delete. But I think they're getting tired of it also. That, you know, it's too much work.
Yeah.
Too many employees. And I think that costs more than what they're making on it.
Just out of curiosity, why were you traveling to Israel?
It's a spy.
I've never been there. I'm Jewish, and I figured, let me see the mother country for one.
Right. No, I got you. That's why I'm going to Italy.
Which is great. Which is great to see history, like the Wailing Wall. It's interesting. However, what took me by surprise the most was there's more Arabs that live in goddamn Israel than Israelis.
That's what a lot of Americans don't know.
Right.
It's true.
So I'm wondering, like, are you there comfortably, or do you feel like, because there's always that threat of something happening at any given moment, where you're just, the entire time you're there, you're on edge?
Well, two incidents happened, and it's funny you asked that. One time I was in Tel Aviv, I was at an outdoor cafe having a cup of coffee with my friend who I went with, and she's from there, so she knows the area real well. And a lady sat down next to us, smoked a cigarette, she had some shopping bags with her. She was done with the cigarette, got up, and left the bags. And that scared the living hell out of me. I was ready to tell her that you left your bags there, and she remembered and got the bags. So I was really relieved with that.
Yeah.
The second thing that scared me was when you go up into the mountains to visit family and friends who I was with, there's fences. And on the other side of the fence is where a lot of Arabs live. And at 4 o'clock in the morning, these yahoos are praying over a microphone. So you hear them praying, scares the hell out of you. Because you don't know if they're getting ready to shoot you. You don't know if they're doing this every day.
Right.
But when you're in the city, it's no problem. But, you know, in the mountain area, you get a little concerned about that.
You know, it's funny. I have no idea why, but for some reason, I've always had, like, Israel on the list of places I would like to see. Like, I want to go, what is it, the Dead Sea, where I could just float on the salt and all that stuff? Like, I want to go check that stuff out. Mm-hmm. I'm not a religious person by any stretch, but for some reason.
There's a lot of history there.
Like, I want to go check it out, right?
Religious or not.
But at the same time, everybody's all uppity. I don't need anybody just waking up in a bad mood because their wife's cheating on them.
That
next
area.
Thing you know, there's bombs flying all over the place. Like, I don't need it.
Hey, Ron, thanks for the call.
I don't think it's that bad at all.
That's what a lot of people say who go there.
They're going to get along together until there's a problem. Then but then they go back being friends again.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I've heard that from many friends. Thanks, Ron. Friends who talk about, all you hear on the news is that Arabs and Israelis can't deal with each other. They're always at war. Meanwhile, there's a whole area of Israel where they're living together every single day.
Right.
And they're friends. And they all live together. And there's more Arabs than Jews in these certain areas.
Right.
And they're like, it's just what goes on, you know, like, I don't know, but you know, in America, you hear certain things. Of course there's conflicts, but it's not like they can't be near each other and can't get along ever. So that's probably the thing they should build on, but Who knows? Maybe you know, it's like, thousands of years worth
you
of
You know, it's like
conflict,
old school.
So.
Like the old time Jews that are there are like pissed off when the Arabs move in next door. You know what I'm saying? That's it. The property value is going to go down.
Damn Irish coming into the Italian neighborhood. What's going on?
Jesus.
Yeah, this is what's going on with all humans since the beginning of time.
Yeah.
All right, Roger and JP, 800-771-1025, 727-579-1025.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.